Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo.
Hey yo, Mo.
Hey yo, Addy.
So.
Tons of little topics to get to here.
Really?
Yeah, tons.
Hunter's penis.
Yeah, little topics.
Mm-hmm. The little topics that couldn't.
Yeah.
What do we want to start with? We did start with the Scott Hall DVD. Because we just watched that.
We just watched it, yeah.
Yeah.
And for the first third of it, I'm like, oh, do we have to watch this?
Yeah, I know.
Because it was, like, not that good.
No. You know,
like his time in AWA and everything like that, it wasn't that good. It's like any WWE DVDs. It's truthful, but it's WWE truth.
Yeah.
Is that they think they're telling the truth, but the truth has become something that wasn't the actual truth, but they think they're telling the truth. So you can't quite say they're lying. But then the last, like, two-thirds of this thing gets really compelling.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
It was really good. I thought by the end of it, it was really good. And, yeah, I mean, the first third of a lot of these DVDs, like, they did that, at least with this, when they did the first look on WWE.com, they kind of moved around on it a little bit. I remember with the Owen one and with the Bischoff one, they basically just showed the first 20 minutes of the documentary.
The Owen one was good right from the beginning, though.
Yeah, it was. But it was just the first 20 minutes. The Bischoff one sucked because it was the first 20 minutes of the documentary, which was just, like, his life.
Yeah.
Like, him growing up as a kid. It's like, okay, well, I know you have to set that stage, and that's a good 10-minute little bit, but not for the full 20-minute preview that they had. So I'm sure it might have been good later, but I didn't get to see it.
Now, the thing about the Hall one is, though, is what we were complaining about was, like, his journey to becoming a wrestler and to getting to be raised is very much like everybody's journey. Like, nothing happens except for one incident.
Mm-hmm.
That was the, of course, where he killed that guy. Self-defense, but he killed that guy in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then there was a fight. He was dating a stripper. The owner of the club was also dating the stripper and came at him with a gun, and he defended himself, and the guy got shot right in the head, right? And so they kind of blew over that, and you're like, well, that's the only interesting thing. Other than that, it's a very typical, very by-the-book wrestling story of a guy who's working at a gym where the wrestlers are so he can meets them, goes get some training, has some success. Like, there's nothing there. And I thought, okay,
pass that? Interviews. I mean, like, they could have interviewed Kelly about what it was like to date Scott Hall.
Dude, she would have been, like 15 years away from being born.
Oh. That's disgusting.
You're like, well, they kind of blew that. But at the end, when they start getting into his addictions, they brought back that it really was, which is what I heard.
Yeah.
In the ESPN piece that was done a few years ago.
Or 30 for 30 or whatever.
Yeah. That this is why he had all the demons, largely because of that incident.
Yeah.
And really started to get into it. So it wasn't ignored. It's just, it seems like they are going to focus on it, but by the end, you can't ignore it as part of the story, and it gets to be such a compelling story.
It's the WWE format of a DVD with their chapters, because they're basically all the same with their profile chapters. It's like, here's how they what happened when they were born. Here's what happened when they broke into the business. You know, here's the next place that they went to, and those sorts of things. And then they get into chapters specifically about each individual person later. But they have their format, and the first third of this basically was that format until they came back to the shooting. They showed the incident that the ESPN actually is the ones that made famous.
Yes.
Was showing that independent show with Justin Credible and Scott Hall, where he was just totally whacked out of his mind.
Yeah, yeah. And that they showed him with the DDP yoga. And it almost became a commercial for the DDBO, but you can't deny, again, it's compelling stuff. So I recommend that that documentary, that DVD. I'm not sure how long it'll take. It seems like they're taking longer to put things on the network as far as these things. So
you know what? They get on something else. Yeah, they get on their kicks, and it's like, let's add all the nitros now. Yeah. Let's add all this. Like, eventually they'll get on a kick where they'll add some old like 80s WWF footage, but they haven't got there yet. Fuckers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they get on these little sort of things, and so, yeah, it'll be like, oh, damn, we gotta add more documentaries.
Yeah. Right? So. Exactly. So, yeah, it's good, though. It's definitely good. You were just fortunate to be walking in a store where they're selling it. Passed by it, and...
It was just something I saw once.
And went up to the counter and asked for it.
What? No, I did not.
Oh.
I made my wife do it.
That's a shoot, folks.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. She's like, well, we can ask. I'm like, no. Don't worry about it. It's just a Razor Ramon DVD. I don't need to ask. Because I'm wearing a WrestleMania hat and a fucking Sting versus Triple H t-shirt. It's for a friend.
Unfortunately, likely, none of these people knew that any of that stuff is wrestling.
They had to look it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, oh, I don't know. And then he looked up the computer. Well, it says it came out on Tuesday. And then he looked around and then it was... Actually, the funny part was it was, like, displayed, like, as soon as you come in. Like, big display, and I walked right by.
Walked right past it.
Yeah. And no one else knew it was there either. It works there.
Wonderful. So, but if somebody, if you do happen to walk past
it, yeah.
And I would say pick it up.
Yeah, I would say. So we haven't even watched any of the stories or anything. I mean, the matches.
There could be great stories. Like, yeah. There could be great road stories and everything like that. There definitely should be some funny stuff in there and some interesting ones. You're right. So we haven't watched that. The matches, I don't know.
Well, the matches are the matches. And all the Scott Hall matches that you want to see, you've seen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it's like the 1-2-3 kid, the ladder match, you know, like things like that. It's just, I don't know of any real WCW. I guess his big one that they have on there would be his winning World War III, and so at, I believe it was Super Brawl, fought Sting.
Yes.
You know, in 98. Yeah. And so that.
That and maybe the ladder match with Goldberg, where it was, the cattle prod or whatever on top of the...
I don't think they had that one. Maybe they did. I don't know.
They had the match. Or you mean on the DVD.
On the DVD.
Yeah, I don't know if it's on.
Probably some outsider stuff. You know, yeah.
Exactly. Anyway.
But yeah, definitely worth getting.
The documentary gets really good.
Yeah, it does. That was... So that's the Scott Hall DVD, you know. You can get it.
Yeah.
You should get it.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar.
He
made his return to UFC 200.
Yes.
And he was successful.
Yes.
In beating Mar Dixie.
What?
Mar Dixie. What? Who he fought?
No, Mark Hunt.
Yes, I said Mar Dixie. Mark Hunt.
It's kind of true.
Top 10 ranked fighter.
Yeah, number eight ranked heavyweight. But a guy that a lot of people were picking Hunt. I mean, it was like 99%.
A lot of people were picking their cunt.
A lot of people were picking, the Samoan, Super Samoan Mark to win.
Mark Hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And got me good shy saying his name. But, Mark? I was picking Brock right from the beginning because I'm like, the guy that beats Brock is the guy who's a highly accurate cardio machine who's just like peppers him in with, you know, jabs and this and that, like an accurate striker. And Hunt is more of like he loads up a big shot. If he lands it, you're fucked. Like, he'll knock anybody out, but he's not the type of guy that I thought was, but he's short, he has short reach, and he's not gonna be able to, like,
it's quick.
Brock
jabs.
Should be able to, Brock's gonna be able to overpower him. That's exactly what happened. It was the fight I expected.
And you're right. The guy that beats Brock is, like quick jabs, like speed, maybe hits an RKO out of nowhere.
Something like that. Yeah.
So. But, so that was the big, he was successful. They showed a commercial for him against Randall Keith Orton at the SummerSlam.
Much to I was sensing Joe Rogan's dismay.
Yeah, well, he's a fan.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, they're wasting Brock against this guy.
No. I mean, it's the Randy Orton's a good opponent for him, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, okay. Who else? But there's nobody else. That's why. It's because Randy Orton is. No, but seriously,
there is nobody else.
But there isn't. If you look at it, I see there's about 8 guys that theoretically you could put Randy or Brock Lesnar against.
Reutemann.
Left that they haven't.
Reutemann.
There's Reutemann Reigns.
That's what it is, though. That's the match. You have AJ against Cena for one belt. You have Rollins and Ambrose for the other belt. And you have a beltless match with Reutemann and Brock. And Brock can beat him again. You know, say your prayers, take your vitamins, and lose to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, except for I think that Reigns is, I would see that being a title match more. Or Reigns, I just don't see Ambrose and Rollins be the title match, so.
Why not?
Because I think they're going to go back to Reigns. That's one guy, though. I think that you could put him against Reigns.
Okay. I think that's the logical.
For me, I'm more interested in seeing Randy Orton because I haven't seen Randy Orton versus him before.
That's a perfectly good match on, superstars or main event.
No, it's not. It's a legendary future Hall of Famer. Who's actually over.
Brock Lesnar.
In Randy Orton, a guy that people actually see as a star and has been protected in Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. Okay, so against, and one of the things is Brock Lesnar matches have been for the longest time. He doesn't even sell. And I don't see that happening in a match, Reigns.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah, against Reigns, he didn't even sell anything. And against John Cena, he didn't sell anything. And I don't see that happening against the Randy Orton. So that's to me, is intriguing.
What I think is intriguing, and actually what's a positive of the Randy Orton, because I have balanced feedback here.
Yeah.
Randy Orton, because Randy Orton's just coming back from injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why not throw him around 20 times and see if you can put him out for good?
There is that.
Yeah.
But you have...
Thanks for getting healthy, Randy. We're going to put you against Brock now.
You have in
NXT. Don't worry. You're going to get a cut of all of our pay-per-view buys.
In NXT, you have Samoa Joe,
yes.
Who I think is the guy in the WWE who would draw the most with Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
And then you have Nakamura, who he faced once 10 years ago in New Japan before Nakamura found his character.
Yeah.
And it wasn't all that good, but it would be good now. So those two guys, okay?
Yeah.
Bray, sort of.
Nah.
Rollins, sort of. Reigns, I suppose. And what? Orton and Chris Jericho? Is that about it?
Chris Jericho?
Yeah. Maybe AJ Styles in the right situation.
But Orton ahead of Chris Jericho.
I'm not saying in order. I'm just saying these are the guys he could face. Uh-huh. He could face Jericho because Jericho's a legendary guy again. And, you know, it'd be intriguing and fresh. So I can see that. He's a heel. So when I'm looking at these guys, who's better? Like I say, AJ, I suppose, though I'm not sure I'd book that match. I sure wouldn't right now.
No.
It's certainly not the right time. So, you don't have a lot of guys. And that was the problem with Brock at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Right? So this is better than the Ambrose shit or even the Bray Wyatt as far as I'm concerned. Audience, people, how they view Randy Orton. Not how you view them, but how they view them.
Right.
They'll be more interested in this than a lot of that. But I listed 8 guys, and 5 of those guys you couldn't do right now.
Here's where your argument goes just completely off the rails. You said to a casual fan, they don't exist.
Oh, you're right.
Don't exist. So the fact is that nobody gives a fuck. The thing is this isn't drawing any of their network buys. This isn't getting anybody.
Well, if they're going to add 50 people, at least they'll add 50. Whereas against Reigns, I think you'd add 5.
But I think it's not. See, this is the point now. Is that they don't. Their business model is not. Is not like it used to be in that we have to find the guy to connect with everybody.
Yeah.
We have to find the Hogan. You know, we lucked into an Austin. That's what we wanted with Brett. That's what we wanted with Shawn.
That's what we want with Reigns.
That's what we wanted with Cena.
That's what we want with
Reigns. But they don't know how to do that. And so what it is now is, let's see, okay, so...
That's what we have with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. How do we appease... Well, no, with Daniel Bryan, they lucked into it.
They did.
Daniel Bryan and Steve Austin were a lot alike in that it was the hardcore fans that were spreading the word.
Yeah.
You gotta see this. You gotta do this yes thing. You gotta see this Austin guy. Like, that's what it was. And that's the only way that it's gonna work. As opposed to,
what's your fucking point here?
My point is that if they actually want to get people to buy the network, they have to find people that are willing to buy the network and put on a match that they want to see.
Yeah.
And they're not doing that.
This match is more of a match that people want to see than what I'm saying is 95% of what else they could put on. 99% of what else they could put on. So is it like, do people really want to see it?
Yeah.
No, but they want to see it more than 99% of, more, they want to see it more than they do against Brock Lesnar versus Sheamus or Brock Lesnar versus Alberto Del Rio, which is guys that they should have at a higher space than they aren't, but they aren't potential opponents because they're not at a level where you could have, like Randy Orton is at a level where you go, okay, maybe you don't want to see it, but it's like, well, yeah, but if the other opponent is Del Rio or Sheamus, you'd be like, actually, okay, yeah, no, Randy Orton's at a higher level. I can see now the appeal is much higher for him. No. Does that mean it's a huge appeal? No. But it's more than what else they could present. That's the thing. They only have so many options.
Well, of course it's more than what they could do. This is the World Wrestling Federation. Right now it's predicated on not doing enough.
I mean, a guy that has never been in WWE main roster and that is not, I don't know when he's coming up or if, is the guy who I think could draw the most against him, and that's Samoa Joe.
Is Joe.
That's very telling to me. Because Samoa Joe, as he is in NXT, is not in any way, shape, or form their creation. No. And that's the guy who could draw the most.
Yes.
That's the guy who, and just him being up against Lesnar, not being intimidated by him and being in his face, and feeling like a guy who can actually kick ass, which is what nobody else is.
Right.
You know, Randy Orton's not, yeah. But, I mean, Joe feels like a guy who can kick ass, right? Like, that's why that would get the This Is Awesome chance. Like, nothing else, like,
yeah,
so this is better than, like I say, this is the best of shitty options.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is better than the Social Outcasts.
This is, yeah.
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 Woohoo!
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, but what else, I mean, what else do you want? You say Reigns, I say this is better than Reigns.
I don't think this is better than Reigns. I think the appetite of the fans wanting to see Roman Reigns get suplexed out of his boots repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly. I don't know that there is any. I don't think there's any greater interest that you could have with Brock right now.
Well,
other than Joe, maybe, I give you Joe.
Maybe, except for the fact that I don't think anybody thinks that that's what would happen because they love Reigns and they protect him. And even when you look at like these fucking idiots that they are,
oh, yeah.
And you watch Monday Night Raw and you see Rollins coming. Ah, no, but you see Rollins come out there though and give his speech and say, he's a cheater, just like all of you, to try and babyface him.
Uh-huh.
That's why I don't think people would be into Reigns, because I think people would be, if people are like, yeah, he's gonna get suplexed the shit out of him and get the shit kicked out of him, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
But I think they'd be like, oh fuck, they're gonna protect Reigns again. They don't want to see Reigns beat him, and that's the possibility. So, no, I don't, like, it's, I mean, okay, the guy in the WWE, the guy who is the next best, actually the best guy for him to face.
Is Samoa Joe.
No, well, it's Samoa Joe within the WWE.
Okay.
The guy that they could, like, for WrestleMania next year, if you wanted to actually make network buys or pay-per-view buys.
Correct.
Go through the roof.
Yeah, Frankie.
What?
Frank.
Who?
Frank Mir.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No, John Jones.
Oh, John Jones.
John Jones, he's going to need to make money for a couple years.
It's true.
And I actually wonder if they would take him.
Nah.
I think they would.
Well, you know.
I think if you put John Jones versus Brock Lesnar in WWE, fucking, yeah, you'd have huge press. You'd get a lot of buys or purchases or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Subscriptions. Like, that's the match that they should book if they could. I don't know if they can. But.
Yeah, I don't know if they would be able to or not.
I don't know.
They should.
I really don't. They should. Like that's the biggest guy. And then Samoa Joe is next.
Yeah.
But you're right. And Murr's probably ahead of Joe, too.
Yeah. Murr would be good.
Murr would be good.
But yeah, that would be the match. But I mean, they don't have it. And right now you've got Brock Lesnar.
By the way, his name is Mir.
Who?
Frank Mir.
Jones?
Huh?
Johnny Mir?
Frank Mir.
Murr.
Oh. Yeah. Well, according to Brock.
Yeah.
But that's his Canadian accent.
That's just his, yeah, total. Yeah. In a way. I love that he's got the Canadian flag after he wins. I saw the post-fight interview. And my wife's like, why does he have a Canadian flag? I'm like, Brock's Canadian now, don't you know?
Yeah.
He lives in northern Saskatchewan.
And Alberta.
And Alberta.
Yes, like, yeah. They announced him from Regina. Regina, Saskatchewan. That's where Buffer announced it from. Regina, Saskatchewan.
Regina.
Regina.
Isn't that the Regina steamer carpet cleaner?
Maybe. It's Regina, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's like vagina.
Yeah, how can you forget that?
Canada's vagina.
Yeah. Don't tell Brock. That is speech from Brock. We gotta be good to each other.
Yes.
No matter what nation.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Tell me about getting on your wife again tonight.
No. That was to sell his new t-shirt. Brock Lives Matter. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
Huge. I don't know. I just Brock and Orton. Cool. Does nothing for me.
Better than what they could do.
No, but it doesn't do. I don't give a shit. Then don't have Brock on. Seriously. It does absolutely nothing. Like, this is the whole thing. It's like, they need Brock. They need Brock. He's their biggest star. Yes, they do. But I think you'll be surprised when
the two of them have to face-to-face, how into it the crowd will be.
Oh, the crowd may be into it, but those are people that already have the fucking network, and they're not going to buy the fucking network, and nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, but they're not going to end their subscription either.
No, they're not. Exactly. That's why it's like, man, I don't hate it. It's like, man.
All right.
I just don't give a fuck. The only way that I could see this being good, you're talking about the stare down.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I don't have a stare down. Actually, I do have a stare down. But what I do is I totally take this and I promote it like it is, I take this and I promote it like, I'm trying to think of the way, to do this is, you know, on the network.
Okay.
That's where I would have it. I Orton does not appear in front of the crowd until SummerSlam. I think you do videos like you did with Brock and Rock in 2002.
I could see that.
Then it could maybe work for me.
Okay, I could see that. More having, of a sport feel.
Yeah, that you're having this bracketology type feel to it. And then
they were doing for WrestleMania, the first WrestleMania that they were at the network.
Yeah,
remember they were doing exactly. Randy Orton against
Batista Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, was it Batista? No, it was not Batista. Batista versus Orton versus Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
but yeah, where they had them like in studio and it was not scripted stuff, and the guys and got to talk cool, like it was a match,
and they had cool instrumental versions of their music.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They had Batista, they had Orton, they had Daniel Bryan, and it was fucking great.
Well, Daniel Bryan and Triple H.
And Triple H, they had
the winner got to go in, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I just look at it, like, if you built it up that way.
Christ, that was great, by the way, programming.
Oh, yeah.
Before they went in the entertainment
genre. But no, I just think that's the only way that I could maybe care about it. Like the same way they did with Roman Reigns and Rollins. The big fight feel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, when they do that finally.
It's like, okay, but the other part about this too is that there's still a butthole ground.
Yes.
Before the fest.
And there's a brand split.
And then there's the all-important, which really is predominantly the thing that they're going to be pushing. This butthole ground is secondary.
Well, in fact, if anything, they've been pushing butthole ground as far as I'm concerned. Way too much.
Well, and the fact was, again, what they should have done, as we talked about originally, is that this, I can see why they're doing it. I totally understand, but maybe have a, tie it in with it. But have, I understand why on the 19th of July, the first live SmackDown is when the draft is going to be.
Yeah.
I get it, because the whole point of this fucking thing is to build ratings for SmackDown.
Yes, theoretically.
That's the whole point.
Well, that's the whole point, yes.
That's the whole point of it. No, that's the point of it.
Yeah.
So if that's the point of it, then yes, you have the draft, the most interesting show they've done in years.
Theoretically.
That, right? Well, no, but that's going to give you the most interest.
Yeah.
Right?
Theoretically?
Not theoretically. That's going to give you the most interest.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. So you don't think this is going to have any more interest than any other SmackDown?
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't have my interest is the thing. It's like that. The way you're talking about is to me, when I see them bring out all the old GMs petitioning for this job, And they present all the old GMNs, like Laurinaitis and Guerrero and Long, as jokes and comedy figures. Mm-hmm. It lets me know that the brand split before was a joke comedy figure thing, and that's how I should feel about it now.
Yeah.
Like, and they haven't done anything to make, they haven't announced who is new going to be available for the draft like they should have. Instead of doing surprises, that's not going to be as effective as saying, this person has been added to our roster, you won't see him until this night, which brand is he going to be on? That'd be far more effective.
Yes. Where is Stevie Richards going?
Yes.
Who is going to end up with Curt Hawkins?
Exactly.
Where the fuck is Jimmy Wang Yang going to land?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Like, that would be far. And showing me behind the scenes how you're building a new set for SmackDown. It's going to be debuted that night. Give me a little hints about it. And there's new colors.
Show Jimmy Wang Yang selling his pest control business to come back.
Yeah, that type of thing. But do something to make me feel like this is important and it's fresh and it's new. Not like it's a joke. Like, I could give a fuck. Like, I guess I'll watch the draw. Who gives a fuck? That's the thing, though. So, okay. All right. You're right. It will have more interest than SmackDowns recently, I suppose. I know it will. But it's like, they fucked this whole thing up.
Well.
Like, not even, like, we're talking about how.
They were going to.
They were going to, like, fuck it up. And what I meant is, it's not going to ultimately eventually work. Yeah. Like, for a month or 6 weeks, it'll be interesting and fresh, and then it's going to get shitty. But even in, like, the promotion of it, they haven't done a good job.
They are far better than you give them credit for.
They
managed to fuck it up already.
Already?
But I think that they'll do this draft, they'll do this brand split. Again, I was a little more, so you thought eventually it wasn't going to work. And I thought eventually if they gave it enough time, it could at least help. My question was whether they were going to give it enough time, because I look at things like, I mean, there is a lot of guys that were given shots that wouldn't have given shots with, I mean, like Hall of Famer Edge.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't have been anything more than an Intercontinental champion had there not been a split.
I disagree with that.
I don't know that he would have. I mean, I guess he won the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
And they brought him up that way. But again, with the.
But there are guys. Would Eddie Guerrero. Okay. Eddie Guerrero is a great chance, an example of a guy who, without the brand split, never would have got it. But then again, that belt only meant as much as the IC belt meant back in the day, anyways. So really.
Yeah. But Benoit, his counterpart. Yeah. I mean, got there, right?
I think he would have got there anyways. I really do. For that one match.
I don't know.
But, because, I mean, that was against Triple H and Hunter anyways. Like, and Michaels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but again, there's guys. JBL never would have got a shot. You're right. JBL never would have got a shot without the brand split.
I fucking hate the brand split.
But I've always said, like I say it's more about, like, the brand split before didn't make the IC and US belts mean anymore.
No.
And until they fix the problems that don't make these things mean more,
yes,
it doesn't matter.
Well, they're going to have a battle royal to determine the new number one contender for the Intercontinental title.
See, it doesn't fucking matter.
You know what? And the Intercontinental title, unfortunately. I had to actually.
Are you looking forward to Titus O'Neil versus The Miz?
Oh, no. It's not Titus.
Oh.
Well, it is.
Okay.
It's his partner.
It's his partner.
Darren Young.
I thought that was going to be against Rusev, but it doesn't matter.
No, that's Zack Ryder.
But that's only going to last a week. He's going to beat him here on Monday.
Yeah. No, Darren Young, I think, is going to win the Intercontinental Battle Royal.
Oh, whatever.
And, see? And go on. But, I mean, no, but the Intercontinental Champion, honestly, I was sitting there on a boat, on a houseboat last week.
Mm-hmm.
And.
In Vernon.
In the Shoe Schwap. The Shoe Schwap, you see there. And I'm just relaxing on this boat. Waves are going by.
Where's your masturbating?
Sitting on the front of the boat. Actually, what I was doing is I was sitting on the front of the boat.
Masturbating?
Remembering the Gorilla Monsoon Bobby Heenan episode of Primetime Wrestling, where they sat on the front of the boat, and Heenan, like, flopped around.
Masturbating?
Yeah.
Yes.
If that shit don't get you hard.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. Debut of the Blue Blaze.
That's right. That's right.
On prime time wrestling.
Right.
But, I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to think of who the Intercontinental Champion was. It took me like 20 minutes.
It's okay. The other day, I was sitting there trying to remember who the who the U.S. title was. Like, this was last week, and it took me about 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, who the U.S. champ was. Like, that's...
Oh, fuck, it's the cocksucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and I'm trying to think, of how you could even rebuild the Intercontinental Championship, because the fact that it took me 20 minutes to remember who the champion was.
Yeah.
And then it was so low.
Yeah.
And to
but
me...
you know how you do it, though, is you put him up against the world champion, Dean Ambrose, a couple times, and let him lose.
That's right.
That'll be
good. That would be good. Work for Warrior.
Yeah.
I think there's only, honestly, there's only one person that I think can elevate the Intercontinental Championship at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do it. It makes total sense to me to do it. And you will have this belt and it'll be defended, not all the time, but that's Lesnar. Have Lesnar beat the fuck out of The Miz, win the Intercontinental title, have Lesnar versus Orton as an Intercontinental Championship match. Lesnar won't be back the next month. He won't defend the Intercontinental Championship again until, say, like, Survivor Series or whatever. Like, just keep it... I mean, the belt hasn't been, you know... He went off and filmed that Marine 5 movie. It's not like anybody missed the Intercontinental title, right?
No, it's like we were mentioning how in the Scott Hall DVD, there's the point where there's a tournament for the belt because Shawn Michaels was suspended for 6 weeks.
Yes.
Now a guy goes to film a movie for 6 weeks and nobody gives a fuck.
And the funny thing was, is like, that shows you how much they gave a fuck because they'd already would have taped all the television.
Yeah, they were taped 6 weeks
worth.
It's
like, so it's really being suspended for 6 weeks, then he wouldn't be back till like the next set of tapings.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
He'd miss some house shows.
Yeah, house shows.
But that meant something then.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the belt meant something then.
Well, that's right. And they had the two, they still had the two tours. Well,
yeah.
At that point, it was going to end soon, but. You still had your IC loop and your world title, right? So, but yeah, it was so, I
don't know if that Lesnar thing would work or not. It might. You're right. I mean, it's certainly better than if you did that and then just kept the belt on Rusev for 18 months or something like that and kept him strong. And then you have Rusev versus, in about 18 months to 2 years, have Rusev versus Lesnar.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah, that's right. But they don't have the patience or the time
or the inclination
to do any of that bullshit.
Yeah,
it's
18 minutes.
No, that's right. But yeah, I think, you know, but they want to go for some new stuff.
Yeah.
Like Vince is back on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. New stuff.
He's going to represent or introduce potentially the COOs.
Yes, because, well, he's doing a job evaluation of the two people that... Seems to me every other week are on vacation. Stephanie and Vince, or Stephanie and Shane.
It's summertime.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's like, so now they're going to have the COOs.
Why are they calling them COOs?
I don't know. Because they need an extra level of bullshit. We've talked about this, that they need to have, like, the Shane and Stephanie run SmackDown and Raw, and then they're going to have underlings. Under them.
But why aren't the underlings GMs, and they're the COOs?
I think they want to get rid of GM. I think they just...
Oh, it has a negative connotation?
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know.
How the fuck did that happen, Leia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
People power. stupid. Stupid. Speaking of stupid.
Excuse me.
You know, stupid.
Excuse me.
What?
I wasn't finished.
I probably...
Oh, I know you did, but it's a podcast. I know I'm doing a We Talk Wrestling when...
Yeah.
Addy passes gas.
Yes.
Should that be the title of the show?
Addy passes gas? How do they know which if it's a current show or not? I don't know. But, you know, I was talking about stupid.
Yeah.
And that leads me to Moose.
So stupid.
So fucking stupid.
Not him. Well, sort of.
Yeah, him.
Or more TNA.
No, not TNA.
Yeah.
Him. Why would TNA be stupid?
Because they're offering him big money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but TNA is always stupid. I mean, if Moose is out there and TNA can get him, they get him. I don't begrudge TNA at all for that.
I do. If you're going to sit there... Because you have to look on return on investment.
No, they don't. They're TNA.
If you look at Moose and you go... Let's add this guy. We're currently at the 350,000 viewers.
Yeah.
And if we add Moose, we'll be at 350,000. And how big's his family? To 8-10 people? That's, and so for your $300,000, that's what you're adding.
That's his brothers and sisters.
That's what you're adding. Think about that.
But
that's why it's a shitty, because you have to look at him and go, okay, I'm not saying he doesn't have great potential, But he can't do anything for you now because he has to work to the point where he can meet that potential.
Yes.
So you're investing a lot of money in a guy who, by the time that he gets better from the money he received from you, he'll be elsewhere.
No.
It's not worth the investment.
You're missing the point.
Oh.
This will get them social media buzz.
Oh.
And that will ultimately mean nothing.
No! Fucking stupid.
But that's the goal of TNA.
Stupid.
That is the goal of TNA.
What?
To ultimately mean nothing.
The final deletion?
Yeah. What do you think about that final deletion?
Man, one thing that surprised me is how many people, there's people that hate it, obviously. But there's a lot more people who like it, especially people that you wouldn't think would like it, like Lance Storm and guys who are, like, kind of traditionalists.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm watching it, I'm like, I appreciate the effort, and it's crazy. It's truly insane. It's got them a lot of buzz. It doesn't mean anything. It's not a wrestling match. It's a movie. It's Cheatham the Midget. It's, you know?
Yes.
It's like, it doesn't do anything for your product. It doesn't look real. It's not real. It's just something you do once, and it's kind of crazy enough to be entertaining in, like, a kind of a B-movie way, and then you move on. But if you think you can sustain this in any way or do this again or keep coming back to it,
you're
wrong. And unfortunately,
they're going to.
Not only are they going to, other people may copy them.
Oh, you mean like the Wyatt's and New Day compound match?
Well, I just thought that was really kind of like the dungeon match.
The dungeon? Oh, you think the
Ken Shamrock versus Owen Hart?
Dan Severn is the referee.
Yeah.
Dan Severn, the new Wyatt family member?
I like it.
That would be great. Actually.
If he was their dad?
That seems to be the point to me, is to introduce a new Wyatt family member.
Could be.
But I don't know who that could be, but we never...
Bo Dallas.
But maybe. But Braun Strowman...
Kind
of came out of nowhere, too, right?
Yeah.
He was never on NXT TV, right?
It was just at the Hall of Fame. Where we debuted him.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I look at... I looked at Final Deletion because I heard, oh, okay, I'm going to see it. So I'm like, okay, fuck, I got to watch this thing. It's like 18 minutes, right?
Yeah.
On YouTube. It's Impact Wrestling on YouTube has it. And because apparently on Impact, on the show, it was interdispersed throughout the show.
Yeah, over a two-hour period.
Yeah, so it was like 5 minutes here, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes here, or whatever. So I watched the whole thing sort of start to finish outside of some really stupid commercials.
Yes.
For Impact moving to Thursday.
To Thursday, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are stupid.
At first I thought it was Rockstar Spud's gimmick that he was Max Headroom.
Yeah, I did too.
And then all of a sudden then James Storm did the same thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's just a stupid commercial.
His gimmick is that he's Steve Austin.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But this final mission, like, I mean, the Matt Hardy character makes me laugh.
Sure.
With Brother Nero.
Yeah. When he's playing the violin, that's that shit crazy. You can't not laugh at that.
And when he's coming out of the drone.
Yes.
I thought that was funny. That was what made me remind me. That was the Cheatham the Midget part to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just that and Jeff Hardy smashing his guitar with the drones or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and the fireworks thing. To me, that was like, you know, that was
the fireworks
explosion.
Made me laugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it being in, he's like, oh, shit. Damn right, oh, shit.
That's unbelievable. But I was watching it. I was thinking to myself, holy fuck, Jeff Hardy can make a really good action movie star. Like, much better than The Miz.
Yes.
If WWE Films could get this guy and put him into an action movie star. For Marine 6,
this
is be far more effective.
This is a Bic Ultra Round Stick Grip Pen.
Yeah.
You make a better actor than The Miz.
Probably true.
But I'm looking at, I mean, to me this was like, yeah, this was what they dreamed up when they were in fucking Omega. That this would be, you know, their ultimate batch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it's like, nothing means anything, nothing. Nothing has impact, like the chair shots don't look like they hurt because they cut away as soon as they're hitting them.
No, and the match.
They're constantly cutting, and it's just, it looks like a fake movie, like a movie where people, you know, go to hit each other and they miss by like a half inch, but the camera angle cuts or hides it. That's what it looked like.
Mean, Jeff Hardy climbed a tree.
Oh, yeah.
And fell off there, did a swanton on him, like it was,
whatever.
But, I mean, I just look at, like, this whole thing looked like it was done on one take. You know?
Maybe, yeah,
like,
probably.
It didn't really look like
a bunch of cameras in one take.
It didn't look like they did anything to perfection.
No, fuck no.
Just, like, climb the tree and do this. Oh. But, I mean, I don't know how many times you can do that anyway.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
You should do it again, Jeff.
Ah, shit.
But, I mean, the finish was anticlimactic to me.
Yeah.
You know, he lit the symbol on fire that didn't really go on fire, and Jeff Hardy fell, like, 4 feet. you know, onto the dirt, didn't got pinned. It was just like, okay, meh, neat.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All right, back to Moose. Why is he stupid?
Well, because he's going to TNA.
Oh. But they're offering him money. Isn't this actually a smart move to sit there and go, okay, I'll take some money for you for 6 months. I'm going to earn $500,000. If my contract is $300,000, I'm being offered,
yes,
which is probably something like that. And I'm going to get $150,000 for the 6 months before you go out of business?
No.
And then I'll go to WWE.
No. Because they don't have $150,000, period. How the fuck is, like, this is going to get, like, oh, you know what I want to do? I want to sign a contract that'll go into receivership after 3 months. That's what I want to do.
I hear that,
Here's $8,000, Moose.
I hear that guy, what's his name, the Smashing Pumpkins dude, he's worth about $50
million. Yeah, sure. With his, What does he have, like, 2% of the company because he paid for their last set of taping?
Something like that, yeah.
Fuck. Like, seriously? And he couldn't just re-sign a short-term deal with Ring of Honor until this whole domestic abuse thing blows over and WWF brings in.
Well, maybe Ring of Honor wasn't willing to do that.
He could have
just gone on independence.
Yeah, exactly. And gone around, and instead he's got this, he's been promised big things by people who can't pay him.
Yes.
And then he's gonna, maybe it won't matter. Maybe he'll end up in NXT anyway.
Eventually he will. That's the thing.
It just seems like,
yeah, I know.
It just seems
like it's dumber for them than him though, because they haven't got, It's like they want to prove that they want to make a splash. They want to get somebody and pay a big amount
for somebody,
but he's not somebody who is a difference maker. But they want to prove that they're still relevant. And hey, don't ignore us and don't forget about us.
We can still pay
big salaries. We're still relevant. We're still number two. And this is what this is. But this
we signed Mike Bennett. His girlfriend's feuding with Dixie.
Yeah, and we know the ratings have gone through the roof.
Oh, through the roof. But I mean, fuck, it's like, you know, and then I look at someone like Roderick Strong.
Yeah.
Right, who's gonna go to NXT.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah.
And I think he's gonna do quite well.
Oh, I think he'll do extremely well.
And he's just the kind of guy that, that I think they need right now.
Oh yeah. NXT. Absolutely.
Like, he's just a generic, clean cut guy.
Yeah.
That will get over.
Yes, with good wrestling.
Yes, and as they lose Finn Balor, you know, and I mean, again, that's to me, ultimately, is the interest that I have in the draft.
Well, and part of it is the Cruiserweight Classic. I don't know how many of these guys are going to go to NXT.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Judging by the bracketology show, about 10.
And even then, I don't know. Because some of these guys have already booked themselves into other shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, at the same time. So it's like...
Well, the other thing is that they are... They booked themselves, but I don't think they're allowed to book themselves past September.
No?
Because that's when the finals are. I think that was part of it. Is that, book yourself all summer.
Yeah.
But then in September. And they are looking to bring in a new crop of guys onto television in September.
And they have to.
Yes, they have to. But that's kind of the time limit, so... I mean, it would not surprise me. I hear they're not very good, but it would not surprise me that the tag team division gets the Bollywood Boys.
I think they're a pretty good team.
Yeah.
They're small. They're pretty good. They still don't have the experience. They have the athleticism. They can get better.
That's the type of thing. As a team, I think they come in as a team to wrestle like the, what are they, TK61 or whatever.
Yeah. So the guys, they're twice their size.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that I could definitely see that. And, I mean, I don't know about, obviously, Kota Ibushi doesn't seem like he wants to sign.
I don't think, Ibushi, I don't see a signing, no.
But, but guys like, I mean, and Rich Swann is already there. Gargano and Ciampa are already there.
Already there.
But.
I don't know what happens with Brian Kendricks. I don't know.
Yeah, there's
TJP, I think he's probably.
Perkins is in, you know.
I think so, yeah.
So, there's guys, as I said, there's a handful of guys that you could have come in. But, I just look at the timing, and that's what I think what has the most interest in the draft to me, is who from NXT, if anyone, is taking.
Well, I want tomorrow, you gotta give me some rules. I think it should be something like, NXT players or NXT superstars are available. But a maximum of 8. Once 8 have been drafted, NXT's cut off. So use your picks on them judiciously.
I think that's too sportsy for them, though.
Well, that's... I know.
I think it's more like Vince McMahon saying, everybody's fair game.
I know.
I don't care if you're here. I don't care if you're in NXT. Everybody's fair game. I think that's as far as they go.
I know. I don't like that.
No. But that's what they do. But at least then, it's a you know. At least you're saying this to you, okay...
But to me, it's much more, say they say 4 guys only from NXT are available. And, say Bobby Roode, Austin Aries, and Samoa Joe are gone. And you have left Nakamura and Balor. Mm-hmm. And now it becomes, oh, which one gets drafted? Who's taking him? And all of a sudden there's an interest there.
Yeah.
Something you would actually give a shit about.
Right. And then Ty Dillinger gets picked.
Yeah. But the point being that it's,
there's American Alpha, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
But I was just giving you an example of, like, how do you build interest and make it...
Yes.
And give it something, like, make people anticipate that next segment.
They're not...
Or that next week.
The thing is...
Whatever.
They're ultimately, though, they're not good at that.
No, they suck.
Yeah. They swallow.
Yeah. They, like, NXT is good. And this Cruiserweight... You know, bracketology things. Yeah.
Bracketology.
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 Bracket?
Bracket 99?
Yeah.
Rockin' the reservation.
Shimeishi fuckadishi. So, what the fuck?
There's some Shinsuke Nakamura to wake up your ass. That kind of sounded Irish.
That's what that's the
top of the morning to you, Shinsuke Nakamura. Welcome to Brockett, young lad. We're rocking the reservation, we are.
Anyway.
This is Ernie Scar with you.
Bracketology. But I look at that. It's like, so you have this great stuff down there in the NXT. And we can't wait for TakeOver already. And then the main roster is a food fight.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, fuck. Like.
The fucking food fight. I forgot to tell you about SmackDown. Speaking of how being fucks they are.
Yeah, the dumb fucks.
Like, I got home on... Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Like, Wednesday night. And so SmackDown.
Was on
there in Canada, right?
Yeah.
And I had heard that they were going to unveil Brock's opponent,
Brock
on the
Lesnar.
SmackDown.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, good, I'll watch the SmackDown. And then I hear the spoilers.
Well, because you're like, what's going to happen on SmackDown?
At the SmackDown. And then I read the spoilers, they don't announce it to the live crowd. So it's like, oh, okay, so you got to watch the motherfucking show.
Yeah.
To see this. That's okay, I get it. Right? So I start watching. And I'm fast-forwarding at first.
Of course. SmackDown.
Because I don't have a skip button like some people do.
You don't have that 30 seconds?
No, I have a universal remote to work all my shit.
So
I get the network. And it just has a fast-forward. So it fast-forwards, right? So the thing that I fast-forward to, first it shows the club, AJ and the club showing. And then it shows Jericho.
Yeah.
Then it shows Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
And then it shows Uso talking to... Rollins.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm fast-forwarding through this, and I go, oh, shit. I stop it, I rewind it all. I'm like, this is actually great. They've got all these backstage segments with these superstars saying, I'm going to be the one to fight Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to culminate the show with revealing that it's Orton. Mm-hmm. This is actually pretty interesting. Yeah, I'm going to watch this, and I'm going to see the
storylines
that they make.
A storyline... show long story.
I want to watch this like I watched, like, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble back in the day.
Yeah,
right? Hercules Hernandez.
It's going to be me taking on The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be the one. Yeah.
I'm
going to be the one. Sure.
Great. I'm going to watch this, right? And then I find out what it actually is. It's just a generic interview. It's comedy with Jericho. Where's my scarf?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to him. What's it?
Yeah, it's going to go missing.
Yeah. And, you know, all this stuff. It's kind of decent enough promo. We'll talk about it. Blah, blah, blah. But... anyway, the point was, I'm like, oh, well, this is shit. And then so I fast forward to the show. I fast forward, and there's no Brock thing.
No.
And then there's a Brock thing, apparently, in the States, in the control center.
Yeah.
In the pages of the World
Wrestling Federation. Corey Graves.
Yes.
Yes.
In pages of World Wrestling Federation magazine.
Yeah.
This is updated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to go now, Owen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just, yeah. Great. And again, and that's what made me think.
Look, if it had gotten out in Canada, it would have gotten out everywhere.
Well, you know what? Once those Canadians start talking,
fuckers.
You know? I think we had the right to know, though, since Brock is one of us.
That's right.
That's right, huh? Canadian hero.
That's right.
Brock Lesnar. Who then cuts a promo who says, like, see the signing sea, and cuts a patriotic American promo.
I want to say how to all the people protecting his country.
Yeah.
From sea to shining sea.
Fuck.
Oh, that's
great.
Oh, there
is. Yes. But I, you know, I think that's his new nickname. NAFTA Brock Lesnar.
The NAFTA incarnate.
The NAFTA incarnate.
I love it.
Oh. And then his music can be like, well, a NAFTA is a NAFTA, and it's time for a change.
Then you can come out to Enter Sandman.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yo! That was awesome, UFC. Brock comes out to Enter Sandman smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, like a drunk.
With a
he was just wasted.
Yeah, had a Budweiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Coors.
Of course.
Maybe he'll get on his wife tonight.
They asked him that at the pre-show is, what beer did you actually drink that night?
Yeah.
Right? And he goes, well, I had one that you all saw, and one that I had later to enjoy. and then the guy starts asking another question, and Dean goes, don't ask him any more questions about that. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Brock was in a great mood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like, some guy asked him, did you see it?
No.
Oh, it was great. Like, Brock was, some guy asked him, he goes, when did you know that you wanted to come back? He goes, well, I think it was about 44 days, 11 hours, and 14 minutes after I signed my other contract with the WWE. I can't remember how many seconds it was. Then he goes, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know when I wanted to come back. I'm just glad to be here. I'm having a great fucking time. It's just awesome.
Oh, that is great. That is great. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I got this email.
Oh, yeah.
From the World Wrestling Federation.
Oh, you didn't forget to tell me.
Oh, no, I know.
You just didn't. You wouldn't tell me what shows
they were. I wouldn't tell you
the show. But you told me.
I know we
act like we don't ever talk about the show before the show.
Yes.
We act like it's all off the cuff.
Right.
But really, we write this stuff down.
We do.
We actually are reading a script.
We are reading, what does that say?
I don't know. Chuck Liddell.
Script. Script. Script.
All right. What do we got here?
What is, oh. Lol. Oh, that means laugh. Ha ha. Okay, here are some shows.
All right.
Potential shows.
I'm going to read them to you. You admit you wouldn't let anybody cheat off you in school, right?
No, fuckers. My brilliance.
All right.
Okay, here's some potential shows that
potential.
We can vote on. Would we watch this?
No.
Ask Me Anything Live.
No.
Live interactive Q&A with WWE talents.
No.
No. That's like the email.
Actually, you know what?
With fucking Tom Phillips.
That is the email lounge. Actually, tell you the truth. If it's unscripted and people get to answer and show their personalities and it's like, and it could contain good promos.
Like Rusev.
Yeah, I actually might want to see that.
Yes. Okay.
Because, I mean, it's like this bracketology.
Yes.
Like the TJP and Brian Kendricks and even all the people like I never heard of, like that Jack Gallagher guy.
Gallagher,
yeah. Like, these guys, I'm like, number one, everybody in this tournament thing is a baby face. Not a single heel.
That's right.
Nobody's presented as a heel. Everybody's presented just getting them over,
getting
to know their character, Rich
Swann's
character.
Gallagher kind of was like, I'm
tweener.
Going to be a heel.
Yeah, kind of a little tweener, but nobody's presented as like a
But all likable, yeah.
Yeah, like all likable. Like, and you're getting them over and learning their personality.
Which is weird.
So that's one thing.
I never felt that way about him when he was Bobby Fish.
I know, totally. I was thinking, what's his name on Eating English and...
Simon's Crotch.
Simon's Crotch, yeah. But, okay, so that's the one thing. But the other thing, yeah, I mean, all these guys in these segments, like, they're all cutting good promos.
Yes.
Nobody's scripted for them. I'm like, these are better promos than I get in the main roster. Mm-hmm. From guys who've never been on TV, essentially, before.
That's right.
who aren't having somebody write it for them.
Because like, they've been cutting promo. And a lot of these guys, most of these guys, have been around for years.
Yeah. I hate WWE.
Everyone has a price.
At the main roster, I mean.
Reality series scouring the country for the most memorable WWE memorabilia.
Fuck no. Hmm. No,
well, that first one. Better.
That first
the
one.
The origin of the items and determining their price.
So we cannot. What we are is
so it's the Antique Roadshow.
It's the Antique Roadshow. Yeah, you can't come up with or anything original.
Okay, but.
It's so you steal no. other shit yes. and just put rustling on it and make it like it's your fuck off.
Antique Roadshow starring Teddy DiBiase.
No, I don't watch Antique Roadshow and I sure as fuck wouldn't watch this.
But I watch Teddy DiBiase. Okay. Speaking on that note.
Okay.
Extreme Eats. Tommy Dreamer and Bubba Ray Dudley tour the United States to show off their favorite food locations, sample odd and strange food combinations, and take part in eating challenges. Would you watch that? Hey, you know what's popular near that Food Network?
I hate them so much.
Oh, fuck.
I hate them so much.
All right. 50 states, 50 dates. A WWE bachelor goes on 50 dates to find romance. This would be a reality show about finding true love while also living your life on the road as a WWE talent.
Oh, 50 dates. What was it? 50 dates? 50 states? Huh. So it's like one-tenth of what Kelly used to do.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck no! I would not watch this.
You wouldn't watch Fandango? I don't know.
Yeah, Fandango. Fucking great. Connor from fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is the most interesting... Not the most interesting one to me, but interesting in a different way. Goldberg's Garage. A reality show about Goldberg, his wife, and their mechanics restoring American muscle cars in their North Carolina garage.
So in other words, not original at all.
No.
An American Chopper and all these other things. But at least it has an interesting personality that I'm not sick of.
But it involves, I don't see it much. I think the interesting thing there is it involves Goldberg.
Very interesting.
Because they're asking about Goldberg, right?
Yeah. So I'd say yes, just in the hopes that we can get Goldberg back.
Yeah. History of WWE. A 10-part documentary... series, taking fans from the beginnings of WWE through the launch of the network.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a bunch of bullshit, but that's the type of stuff I enjoy way more.
Yes.
It's actually wrestling. It's not...
Here's a good one. I think this one... No, this isn't my favorite. My favorite's favorite. But this would be... I would be okay with this. Legend House Attitude.
Oh, yes. Fuck yes.
A sequel to the initial network series, placing 1990s legends together under one.
Yes. Yeah. There's going to be the Headbangers and Patterson again.
No, it wouldn't be Patterson.
Why not?
90s.
Yeah.
Well, Patterson and Jerry and Bristol.
Yeah, exactly.
The Stooges, yeah.
The Stooges, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Scott Hall, the Godfather.
Yeah.
Rikishi.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
Yes. Fuck
I
yes.
I could definitely do this. Oh, and then the worst one on the list. Ms. and Mrs. A reality show following Miz and Maurice.
Fuck off.
No. Well, here's a...
You know what? And I don't think Miz would know how to... Like, if he had to do a reality TV show,
mm-hmm.
I think he'd be out of his element.
He would. Yeah. Here's an original one.
Okay.
Talking SummerSlam.
Uh-huh.
Post-pay-per-view talk show. Hosted by Chris Hardwick.
At least I'll take it if it's... You know, and then there'll be the Vince McMahon press conference first.
Well, that's, yeah, exactly. Not immediately, because you get out of the press conference.
But I liked that those 2 weeks that they had those press conferences with Daniel Bryan and the Wyatts and shit. They didn't know what to do, but that was like before they fired the guy who thought that wrestling was a sport.
Yes.
Who was running the network.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a good one.
And apparently not, except for Hunter, who thinks wrestling's a sport.
Yes. Tap Out Fitness.
Uh-huh.
WWE stars share their training tips.
Fuck no. Well,
first episode would be Roman Reigns. Take your vitamins.
Maybe when it's some of the divas in a hot uniform working out, it'd be good.
And then it'd be Dana Brooke.
Oh.
The Third Wheel.
Okay.
Two WWE fans go on a blind date without knowing they're going to be joined by a WWE star.
Fuck no. Fuck no. Fuck no.
Totally NXT.
Okay.
A reality competition series as six women try to make their way through the developmental system for a chance at a main roster shot and a Total Divas cast membership.
Yeah, I don't watch Tough Enough, so fuck no.
No. Now my favorite.
Okay, fuck
my
no.
Absolute favorite.
Fuck no.
You will say yes to this.
Okay.
The Wives of Flair.
Yes. Yes.
Documentary series on the love life of Ric Flair and his four ex-wives.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Is he currently married?
I don't know.
Because this will lead to a divorce.
Oh, I'm crying at that.
Oh, so great.
Here we go. WWE All Access.
Okay.
Reality series following main eventers as they prepare for WrestleMania SummerSlam level major matches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dumbasses. That's a slam dunk.
Yeah. Oh, WWE Game Night. WWE stars face celebrities in games outside of the ring. Dodgeball, obstacle courses, Pictionary.
Pictionary?
Pictionary.
Fuck no.
I'm just reading them here.
Fuck no. Didn't they have that essentially as like a segment on that Confidential show?
I think so.
I wish they'd bring back Confidential. Yeah, that was good.
Gee, okay.
Love that.
WWE Investigates.
Uh-huh.
Each segment would be a 3-5 episode miniseries going deep into a real subject in the history of pro wrestling. The life and legacy of Eddie Guerrero is going to be suggested.
Yeah. As a... The murder of Nancy Argentino. It'll be really good. It'll be like To Catch a Killer.
Yes.
And, yeah.
The life and legacy of Eddie Guerrero.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
If you're going to go Eddie Guerrero, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything Eddie, I'm yes.
Yes.
Unless it's, you know, him. We'll go through his life and legacy, so we'll go through, like, his early years trading with his cousin.
When he was born,
training with his cousin.
Yes.
And then his rise, his drug addictions, his comeback, and then his time in hell.
Yes. Well, that's how it finishes.
Yeah.
You gotta finish hot.
Yeah.
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 WWE goes viral. Best WWE viral videos.
No.
WWE kids. Kids.
Fuck no.
Kids interview WWE stars.
Actually. Hey, I hate to admit it, but...
We watched that Swerved with Ryback and AJ Styles.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, well, and my thought was the gold or the Stardust Christian and Edge.
Oh, yeah. With Mantar.
And they're interviewing the kids, but still, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. He's still mad because he had to put him over. That makes no sense.
That's what I said. That was awesome. Oh. Fuck.
Okay, here's probably one you'll like the most. Well, I think it was a couple of them.
There's how many fucking shows?
There's three more left.
Oh my god.
WWE Promo Battle. WWE talents go head-to-head in improv wars in a tournament-style setting where the audience and social media as well as a panel of judges determine who moves forward until they crown a promo battle champion.
Yeah, I'm totally into that.
Yeah.
Except for... It goes against everything that you're presenting on your show and would bury all the promos on your actual show.
Yes.
Because I guarantee these will be better. And it's not going to lead to anything. It's just going to make me more and more pissed off when I see the shitty written promos the guys have to deliver every Monday.
So let's do it.
Yes, on Tuesday.
I'm for it. WWE Roast. John Cena would be roasted in a no-holds-barred tribute.
Yes.
Yes.
Original, no. I mean, there's even been the ring roast already, but, I mean, John Cena, for instance, being roasted by wrestlers and comedians.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Comedy Network hasn't actually signed him up. He's perfect for it.
Yeah.
And so are a bunch of other guys.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Nash. Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Undertaker, obviously. Yeah.
Iron Sheik.
Yeah. Kim Cornette. Other guys that ring roast has done. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Superstar Search, hosted by Lita and Trish Stratus, a competition reality series with 10 women competing for a WWE
contract. Can you already do this one?
No, I know. That was like 10 women were... Six
women were competing.
Yes.
No, I have no fucking... I don't need that. No. Fuck off.
Especially when it's Trish Stratus and Lita.
Yeah.
Those bitches.
It really was me that caused that shitty interview we never put up.
That's true.
But I probably still will someday.
We will someday.
Yeah.
Do you have the whole, like, uncut part?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
They make fun of you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part.
When I piss off
Trish.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. Maybe Duma. Okay. So that was all the new reality series, their network series.
Yeah.
I also bought a book.
Well,
my wife did.
Yeah. What is it?
It's the Ultimate Poster Collection.
So it's, I don't know what bookshelf you're planning to put it on, because it's the size of, like, a desk.
Well, I'm going to remove all the posters out of the book, and then this book will be useless.
It'll be wallpaper.
Yeah, wallpaper.
My wife is going to be so happy.
In here, she said.
In here, it's okay.
In here. So here are the 40 removable posters. What we're going to decide is, should we put it up on the wall or not?
Oh, okay.
All right. So here's the first one.
Oh, yes.
Andre the Giant.
7'4", 424 pounds, what? Eighth wonder of the world.
I thought he was 750 pounds.
Well, when Hulk Hogan body slammed.
Oh, this is earlier because he's got the fro.
Yeah, exactly. This is when he was only... He was not 7'5 yet.
Not yet.
He's only 7'4 here. Yeah. He's not yet 816 pounds.
Puberty.
Like
when Hulk Hogan... through puberty.
Not like when Hulk Hogan slammed him. Right. He weighed 1,413 pounds.
That's true. I believe he weighed 97,173 pounds.
Yeah.
And 75 if you include both of his boots.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Unfortunately, these are double-sided.
Oh, so you have to decide.
You have to pick one. So
this one's cool, but not as cool as
as the Andre one. No.
Yeah, this is basically a card from Madison Square Garden. The main event is Sammartino versus Blassie.
Yes, double header.
Yeah,
and the Golden Terror versus Bobo Brazil.
Okay. Most importantly, it has Golden Terror versus Bobo Brazil, Bob Davis versus Wild Red Berry, Graham Brothers versus Mortier Brothers.
Also, though.
Other good bouts. That night, you come on down, we have other good bouts as well.
We promise.
What else will be there? Other good bouts.
This is good.
No shitty bouts.
No. Other good bouts.
Other good
bouts. Not great.
Not great. No. These are the great ones up there.
Other.
But there will be other good bouts. You should take a picture of this and use this as the show.
I have a good show.
Okay. Probably, is it something to do with Matt?
No. Has to do with Orton and Lesnar.
Okay.
But
all right, so this is like the WrestleMania 1 poster.
Yes, and I love at the bottom it says, matches are listed in reverse order of appearance.
And it also does not list on there any other good bouts.
Because there aren't any.
No. It's David Sammartino versus Brutus Beefcake. For instance, that is not a good bout.
No.
So you can't say other good bouts because that implies that one good bout happened.
In fact, that whole match, the whole night,
one good bout happened.
Which one was
maybe
that?
Maybe two. Well, the main event was pretty good.
Bundy and SD Jones.
Yeah, the eight seconds. No, what's his name?
Valentine and JYD?
No, that was shit.
Matt Bourne and Ricky Steamboat?
Yeah, that one. That was the other good one.
Yeah.
It was decent.
Okay, so now on the back of that, though.
WrestleMania 6. I gotta go WrestleMania 1.
Champion versus champion, title for title.
It is Hogan versus Hogan and Warrior in their all the glory, but I would go WrestleMania 1 personally.
I just love the fact that this is on a Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Then we have a WrestleMania 7 poster with Hogan.
That's true, because I remember where we here that minute was 2 p.m. I saw this in mid-afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned it, like, I used to watch these in mid-afternoon.
Yeah, they were in the afternoon, yeah.
I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
I wish you'd go back to that.
I know, me too.
It's like an evening.
Yeah. Fuckers. Mania 7 with Hogan looking slim down.
Yep. No, Hogan is well.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. It's just a cartoon.
Yeah. I know. It's Hulk Hogan.
On the other side, the Attitude Era.
I think you can just leave both of these in there.
Off, yeah.
Yeah.
The only bonus that this one has is that there's Yerpel the Clown.
Okay. Well.
So.
That's true. Well, who else we got here?
Let's look at this.
You got to change the position of this so we can see it a little better. So right in the middle, you have Triple H, Hunter, Dude Love.
Mike Tyson is there.
It's actually got the funny glasses and toque wearing a Christian, so that's a
win. Yeah.
You got Mark Merrill.
Marvelous Mark Merrill.
Tatanka, because it is the Attitude Era. Isn't that Tatanka?
Where?
Right there?
It's Gangrel.
My angle is obviously pretty shitty.
One thing this is... Oh, no, there she is, Sable.
Vince McMahon and, you know,
from 1984. St. Valentine's Day Massacre. You
know, Chris Jericho and his great hair.
GTV.
GTV.
Right near Goldust there. Right?
Actually, this thing's winning me over. As soon as I see GTV, I'm like, you gotta put this shit up. And it's got Tyson.
Puppies.
Yeah, and it's got really, really small. It's got
Doink.
Doink. Really tiny.
Middle. Yeah, tiny in the middle is Doink.
Yeah.
I don't actually see Deborah.
No, there's Sable.
Sable's there.
Sable's there, okay. Yeah, no Deborah.
But it does have referee Jimmy Corderas.
Well, I understand that that Deborah was supposed to be there in the picture, but she showed up for the photography that day, sporting a black eye.
Oh shit!
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's a couple puppies, though.
Yeah. So they have Dude Love and Mankind. Do they have Cactus Jack?
I don't see Sustack.
No. Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting.
There's a boss man.
So yes, you should put this out.
Yeah, that one can go up.
Yeah.
Then we've got WrestleMania X7.
Your neighbor's dog is barking. I know. In a weird way. Yeah, I know.
WrestleMania 17 with Brock and Austin. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's better than this one.
The concept of this one is better, but the actual execution in this drawing is the shits.
Yes.
It's 100% sure Rattlesnake Austin thing, and it just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. The other one's pretty cool, though.
Then there's the SummerSlam.
Is that Highway to Hell? Yeah. So that's the great one,
Highway to Hell, that's awesome.
Yeah.
On the back is Invasion.
Fuck no.
No.
Fuck no.
Oh, here's a Judgment Day.
With John Cena.
Thugonomic John Cena.
Yeah, fuck no.
But is it better? It is better.
Wow, how bad is this?
Fuck Kane.
Actually, the Kane one's cooler, though.
Yeah, but it has Kane on it.
Yeah, but the other one has John Cena.
I know, but it has Kane on it. I'll let my wife wanted some of these anyway they have like a raffle or they call it a store if kids are good.
Kane sucks, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it does.
But, but like the actual, like that, like design, poster design and everything, like that's pretty cool.
Actually. Yeah, yeah. Just Kane sucks.
Huh, that's true. New Year's Revolution, now that's great.
With Hunter and Sean.
DX.
DX, this is the one where...
Hunter all bald, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's ironic that Hunter's the one that's bald for once in the one
with DX.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's better than the Backlash.
Backlash?
No Mercy with Randy.
Keith Orton.
Yeah.
Looking well.
Yeah, but it looks like he's just about to crush a dove. And that's what's cool about it.
Yeah. This is a shoot, actually.
Yes, it probably is.
Another Backlash with Undertaker.
Yeah, Judgment Day. Fucking, these got worse over the years, didn't they?
These are all 08.
These got really way worse.
Hunter is an inmate.
Yeah.
For Judgment Day. Another fuck Kane.
Yeah, no, that's...
One night stand.
And that looks like a Kane, almost like a No Evil or whatever. What's his name? Here No Evil type of Jacob...
See no evil. Jacob Goodman.
Yeah, it looks almost like that type of...
Yeah. This is from One Night Stand 2008.
Oh, yeah.
When WWE goes extreme.
Oh. Oh, there you go.
Armageddon.
Is that Jericho?
Yeah, that's Jericho.
Is it?
Yeah. This was a Jericho...
It looks like Jeremy Borash. Again, it's my angle.
This is Jericho when he was at his best. Yeah, just after the ladder match.
Yeah, that's good shit. Survivor, okay, the DX series. One is pretty great, though. That's pretty great.
The Survivor Series. I believe this is the one where John Cena was back, and he's spoiling for a fight.
Yeah, this is the funny one, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like the three of them in a hilarious...
Comedy
match?
Yeah, that drove vibrates to new heights.
Yeah.
Here in the World Wrestling Federation.
WrestleMania 26, a poster sucked.
Yeah.
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 Batista, Taker, Cena...
And Sean.
Sean and Hunter.
Yeah.
Wow. All the current stars.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. How did they not have a future? Oh.
Okay. But that poster is great, but it's Sheamus, though.
This one's...
And the other side also sucks. If I had to pick between the two, I'd actually pick that one.
I would pick Extreme Rules, and when I have a child, I think this will be hanging in their bedroom.
Hell in the Cell with Taker.
Heck in the Sack with Taker, that's fine. Vengeance.
With Mark Henry, that's great. I like that.
Yeah.
That looks great.
I know, in his mouth, like he wants to be fed.
Okay, and the No Way Out, that's pretty great.
Yeah, No Way Out with AJ and Daniel Bryan.
She's tied him to the
train tracks.
Okay, that's pretty fun.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, here's the Mania Once in a Lifetime, the first one.
All right, fuck off. That's pretty boring to me.
SummerSlam with Brock Lesnar, that perfect storm.
Yeah, kind of boring.
Yeah.
Pretty much boring.
Night of Champions.
Like, once again, it's a great poster, like the belt in the background and all that stuff. Yeah. But it's John Cena.
It's John Cena.
Yeah, so I think you don't have to put either one of those up.
No, I'll put the Brock
one. I suppose. It's still Brock. Yes, you're putting that up.
Yes.
We were there.
We were there. The Royal Rumble.
The Rock challenging for the championship.
Yes.
Versus CM.
Oh. CM motherfucking Punk.
I am.
Oh, but this is also great.
Oh, this is also great.
The Survivor
Series for Wyatt.
I like how on all of these posters, I noticed this like flipping halfway through, they have to say who they are.
Ah.
Like, there's the Wyatt family. There's Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, thank God. That gentleman right there? That man?
Mark Henry.
Yeah, but this one right here?
AJ,
this one? Not that one. No, right here? This guy? He's The Rock.
I think that's the only one that actually doesn't have a name. Seriously, because they're like John Cena.
Yeah.
In case you were confused. AJ and Daniel Bryan.
Sure, another one actually shows.
Brock Lesnar, Adrian Raw, Undertaker, Sheamus.
I want to see if there's one. Okay, that doesn't say Chris Jericho.
No, and this WrestleMania one doesn't have their names on it. This says D-Generation X, though.
I like the ones that were like actual cards instead of posters, though.
I know.
They kind of just dropped that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, not all of them do it. Like this one, Undertaker.
Back from 08, they weren't doing it, apparently.
No, exactly. Yeah, I'm kind of... Yeah, as you go back... We missed that
one. We missed this one, but it sucks.
Yeah.
Now, this is good. I went to this one.
Actually, I like this one. No, King Booker slaying a dragon with Charmel.
Yeah.
And like a... That's fucking great.
Yeah, way better than Fuck King.
Yeah, I agree. Way better than Fuck King.
But this one I went to.
Oh, well, that's right. That was
it was in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. Yeah. Here's the Elimination
Chamber. What was the main event of that one?
Stephanie McMahon doing puppets. That was a three-way.
Hunter against Shawn. It was a three-way.
Hunter against Shawn. Shawn.
Yeah,
three-way.
Yeah, three-way.
Yeah.
Rematch from WrestleMania.
Yes, they're three-way.
Yeah.
Hunter and Shawn.
Yeah.
Stephanie McMahon.
Looking like a cunt.
Looking like a puppet master.
Oh, I mean, puppet master.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Puppet master. And here's Lizzie Le Bon Temps Roulet. Maybe.
Her comments about Brock Lesnar are just the bullshit, and our superstars, that's what we call our performers, and all this stuff.
Well, by the way, I just hate her so much. That one. We missed it. We flipped through one of them. Because there was another. Yeah, we did. We missed this one.
We missed which one?
And?
Ooh.
The Irresistible Force Meeting the Immovable Object.
What's the other side? Oh, okay, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then here's Royal Rumble 92.
Yeah.
That's a great picture, because then...
Yeah, then you can skip the WrestleMania 6.
And then we also missed this one.
Oh, yeah. The Hogan Flair from...
Aloha Stadium.
Is that anywhere? Is that, like, taped or anything?
I don't know. But, and Superstars and Stripes Forever. The USS Intrepid.
That's
poster.
Awesome.
Yes, and that's what's on the back of the Attitude Era.
Oh, that's way better.
So that's way better.
That's an excellent poster.
It is.
With that, is that King Kong Bundy?
I believe that is Rikishi.
Oh.
That's Uncle Rodney.
Uncle Rodney.
Uncle Rodney. And even the radio station, 95.5, WPLJ. Present. Wow. I wonder if that was a radio station, what's his name, Todd Pettengill worked for.
Could be. Alright, what else we got here?
Is
that it?
That could be. Could be. Well, the big news today.
Oh, yeah.
Is Osama bin Laden's son vowing revenge
for
the death of his father.
So we need Outback Jack to save us again.
We are going to need Outback Jack to save us once more. I think we will. He's pretty reliable.
He is.
He's pretty reliable.
He is. He's working right now at the Pizza Hut.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And handcrafting bacon stuffed crust pizzas.
That's right.
What a fantastic gentleman he is. that Outback Jack.
So yeah, is that it though on the list?
I think that's it on the list.
We're going to talk Battle of the Los Angeles, but it's Greater G Wine or Super J Cup or any of that stuff. I'm going to do that today.
Who?
What?
Who?
What's that? TJP? What's it? TJ Perkins? What's that? Alright.
Yeah, but then we didn't really talk that much about bracketology. We should get more into bracketology because that was great.
Yeah, I think we covered it.
Yeah. And I told you my wife, she said, I'll watch a bracketology with my wife, and she looks at me, she's like, so is this fixed too?
Which means it worked.
I was like, wow.
That means it worked, that's exactly.
So I told her no. We're experimenting with shoes.
Yeah.
You know, flippy-do shoes.
Flippy-do shoes.
But I'm like, no, it's just a different way of presenting it. You know, but I just thought, like, all of it came across, like, even, like, Daniel Bryan, you know, he's talking to Kendrick, and they told that story about Shawn Michaels and his mom, like, scolding him for taking a backdrop.
Yes.
You know.
Well, and even the Morrowind and Bryan were both great.
Yeah.
But even, like, they're asking questions when Hunter's there, like, oh, is this going to happen next year? And it didn't seem like questions that were prepared. It seemed like Morrow was treating it like a journalist and asking the questions that the fans wanted to hear. Like, he asked every question I had.
Yeah. Like, is this going to happen? What's going to happen with the superstars in this tournament?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, is this a change in philosophy?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, that's a gutsy question to ask, you know, is this a change in philosophy of the WWE? It's like, that's something that's like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, this was, like, and again, I'm not sure if it's that it was great or that it was fresh, but either way, it was great.
I think it was both.
Yeah.
It was great because it was fresh, and it's exactly the type of presentation we said they needed to be doing for, like, hour one of Raw or something.
Yes.
Do, like, a half an hour of this, building up this match, and then have the match, and then do another one and have the match.
And again, it is a good place to experiment on NXT, and the nice thing about, we know it's coming back next year, but it doesn't even have to be the same format. Like, you could do a league-type thing with, like, 20 wrestlers and have them back and have them, like, wrestle each other and keep points in the standing. You could do that because you don't have any restrictions. This is your own network.
Exactly.
And you just do whatever you want. Like, you can evolve this and try different things and be experimental and afford to. And tell you the truth, they haven't been experimental enough with this shit. So this is great.
The problem with it, I think, to a degree, and this is kind of the problem with the network in general, is that how do you grow outside of your network fan base with this stuff? Because, yeah, it's great to experiment. We'll love it.
Yes.
But from a business model, like, if you're on the USA Network every Monday, there is a chance that more people can tune in and see you and get interested and go from there, right, and become fans.
Yeah.
But to be able, you have to buy the network to become a fan of this.
Yes.
Whereas you're a fan if you buy the network already.
Uh-huh.
So, ergo, it's not drawing anybody new in.
Well, I don't know about that, though, because there's people that haven't bought it. There's somebody else will say, well, you watch and I watch, but I know you haven't bought the network. But this shit is great, and you're only going to see this there. And if you're sick and tired of what they're doing on Monday night because the food fights suck, and because the writing sucks and the booking sucks, try this shit.
Yeah.
And that's how you grow it.
There's going to be some of that, but...
And it's also for people that gave up watching, who are like, well, fuck, I hate what they do now.
No, because those people are gone.
But some people can say, oh, you haven't watched wrestling in years?
Yeah,
well, it's too bad. You should buy this network. It's great.
Yeah, you should. And so then
you can watch all the old stuff, and you can watch this. You should see this. This is worth it. It's only $10.
So there's 10,000 people in America that applies to. Really?
Like, I'd say a little more. Considering 5 million people or 10 million people or whatever,
but you know what?
Less are watching wrestling every week. I think there's more than 10.
Can I just come over to your house and watch it?
No, fuck you. I don't want you in my house. I've told you this before.
Well, not you.
Okay.
But that's the whole thing, right? Well, I just come over and watch it.
Alright, good.
And maybe, right? Like, I mean, that's a slow go, but is that enough? Is that you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. How many people they add for WrestleMania?
Well, the thing is...
And that's WrestleMania. Yeah, that's the time that fans are conditioned.
They added a lot for WrestleMania. You gotta pull up. Yeah. But the thing is that every week people are leaving the product because it sucks.
Yes.
And only by changing this and buying a fresh thing and by going down and then building it back up and somebody saying, hey, you got to start watching this again. You talk about that hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
That's when you're going to do it. And it's going to take a while. Well, that's this is the only way you do it.
Yeah, the Kelly Kelly approach.
Yeah.
Well, go down.
Come back down, up.
Hardcore style.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's one of those things that I just think that it's very difficult, I guess, as it were, to grow the network based off of these things. It's great. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to love it. But it's just, it's so difficult without putting it on television. Like you said, because it's so different from what you're seeing on TV. Like, where I thought the nice mesh was that, you know, the WrestleMania 30 film.
Yeah. Right?
And I thought, you know, there's, you know, that's good.
It was great. It was great there. But, and you say, okay. But here's the thing. You have a whole other show on SmackDown that doesn't have to be run the same way. And if it fails, it fails. And don't get me wrong, USA will be upset. But it's not going to work anyways. What you're doing now isn't going to work. Your shitty writing and sports entertainment style isn't working.
No.
Because less people are watching every week. No, there's never been less people watching in America wrestling on a weekly basis than is right now, ever.
Yeah.
So, that says something.
But, yeah. But, I mean, again, that says something, right? But they've never...
Not since the 50s.
But they've never been bringing in more money, ever. Wrestling has never been bringing in more money ever. Not profit-wise,
but
revenue-wise.
It's bringing in more money, though, based on assumptions that you get back to a previous level. And when you're not, then it's not going to continue to do
well,
that.
Well, I'm not saying it's too. I'm just looking at, like, if you're sitting on a board of directors and you're looking at your revenue, right? Okay, yes, our ratings are declining, but our revenues are increasing. You know, what are you looking at there?
Like, it's true, though, that when I was on the WWE's YouTube page to actually look at what they were putting up for Brock Lesnar,
oh, yeah.
I saw the food fight had 1 million views. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, but meanwhile, the bracketology piece that they did on Rich Swann has 87,000.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the thing. But, I mean, can you take that and can it be a precursor for some things? I think it definitely can. It's just a matter
but it won't, we're, when the, it's a matter of surviving or a matter of getting hot again. And yeah. To get hot again, you got to be different.
I know. And that's what I'm saying is they don't care about being hot again.
They don't. Not at this point they don't.
No.
At some point they have to.
I don't think so. I think, well, yeah, because they're gonna care about being hot again when it's too late.
Yeah.
And they're not going to know how to do it, and it's just going to, yeah, that's your total unwinding. That's your WCW right there. So. All right. I think that's going to do it, though, for this week. Anything else to chitty-chat about?
We're O-U-T.
Off like a Jewish foreskin? All right. So, we're at We Talk
Speaking Wrestling. Speaking of Paul Heyman, he wasn't there last night.
He was.
Well, he wasn't though on camera. No. They didn't show
that's him. Actually when I did the, when we, I watched the post-fight interview on YouTube. That was my wife's first question. Where's Paul Heyman?
Who's Paul Heyman?
He's calling himself Sable right now, I said. But, anyway.
Looking fine.
Well, look better. I'll say, Paul Heyman's look better.
All right.
But, that's going to do it. So, we're at We Talk Wrestling on the Twitter machine.
You knew that.
Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling.
You know that.
Backslash.
That's the one we update regularly, that Facebook one.
Constant. It's constant.
Yeah.
We are WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yeah, we are.
Is our website. We're on the iTunes.
The TuneIn.
On the TuneIn.
The iTunes.
The iTunes
and TuneIn.
Yeah, yeah. Where
is it's there? Like the yin and the yang.
The yes. I believe he's coming in.
I think so. Yeah.
He's in the Cruiserweight tournament, isn't he?
He's
representing Portugal.
Yeah, I think so. Yin and yang. Yeah.
Yin and yang.
Yeah.
They're
a team, aren't they?
Yeah, well, no, they're...
Jimmy Wang Yang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Wing Ying.
Yeah.
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 The yin and yang connection.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
They used to be called, what did they used to be called? The Authors of Pain.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Cruiserweight collection they put up on WWE, WWE Network's pretty cool, actually.
Oh, did they? I heard something about that they were
having. They got some really cool shit on there. They have like a tiger mask versus somebody I haven't heard from Madison Square Garden.
Oh, Dynamite Kid.
No. It's like from Madison Square Garden, and it's But it's cool. But they have a lot of things. Like, they have Young Dragons versus Three Count in that ladder match.
Yeah,
they have some pretty cool matches. A lot of ones you've heard of. Like, some, they have a nice mix of famous ones and obscure ones. But they're all good. It's pretty cool.
Make a mix. Yeah. I heard, what about this colorful characters collection? Did you click on it?
I have not clicked on it, no. But it sounds fantastic.
It does. I'm hoping the Red Rooster's on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, going well,
he's colorful. In fact, red.
Red.
Right. Yeah. Stupid ginger.
Yeah. Fucking gingers. I understand that the San Diego Comic-Con is getting some World Wrestling Federation superstars as well.
Sure.
The Shockmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to the San Diego Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. He's been risen from obscurity thanks to Edge and Christian.
Edge and Christian, yes. Yeah.
Anyway, but that's going to do it. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Are we off air?
We are!
Oh, good, because I had nothing left to say.
Why not?
Because I really had nothing to say in the first place.
Ah, you never do.